Remember when you were in school and finals week was just so dreaded? The only thing good about finals week was that school was about to be done. Wait, was I the only one that felt that way? Was I really the only one that felt that way? Okay. All right, you guys can pretend like you're scholars if you want to. And with that, we welcome you inside our high school football podcast. Rashawn Hailock here with you on CBS LA. It is finals week, and it's time. 13 championships in the Southern Section will be on the line. They'll be decided either Friday or Saturday night of this week. You also got the City Section championships as well, Division I and Division II. Some big games all over the Southland, all over Southern California. Take your pick. Which game do you think is the biggest? They're all over the board. I know one, of course, that sticks out is the Battle of Westlake. Now, we got a taste of it earlier on this season. Nearly 8,000 people were on hand to see Oaks Christian take on Westlake for the first time ever. Schools are separated by less than a mile. And first time they ever played in the existence of both of the schools. And of course, Westlake was able to win that one. And the Warriors find themselves in a similar position to the one that they were in last season around this time. Remember, they beat Moorpark pretty handily, and then in the finals it took a little bit of good luck on their part to be able to come away with the championship. Good fortune. The young fella Justin Moore, just a freshman at the time, came in for Nick Isham, who broke his collarbone in that game, and he led the game-winning drive, did Moore. And who knows? They may need the same sort of help this time around. We talked about it last week, and if you guys joined us on the podcast a week ago, there were so many rematches last week in the semifinals round. It's hard to beat a team two times in one season. And Oaks Christian is on quite a roll. Yeah, you can say they got a favorable seed. They got the number one seed. Their path to the final wasn't as tough as Westlake's, but they're still playing great football right now. And another note in that game, that first meeting between the two teams, Dylan Vanderwall, stud defensive end, tight end, and of course, stud wide receiver Jordan Payton were both, they both played, but they both weren't even close to being 100%. And if you saw that game, you saw Jordan Payton was less than effective from his normal self. And he and Blair Holiday are quite a 1-2 duo on the outside for quarterback Richie Harrison. Just think about this. Last weekend, 17 catches, 5 touchdowns between them, 284 combined receiving yards. They had 284 of Harrington's 292 yards in the win over Valencia. So look out, look out. A lot of people picked Westlake to be the favorite. Even Coach Riddell, talking to him earlier this week, he said that Westlake is the favorite, but of course, he's playing possum as he always does. A lot of coach speak from Coach Riddell whenever you talk to him, but you love the guy, and he has much admiration and respect for Jim Binkert, his former pupil. And the two actually met up for breakfast earlier this week, and come Friday night they'll be meeting up for a Northern Division crown. Coach Riddell, some 15 coaches that were formerly on his staff are now head coaches around high school football somewhere. But this is the first time that he's ever had to go up against a former pupil in a championship setting. So it should definitely be interesting. Also, those of you in Orange County, big matchup. Mission Viejo and Servite. Both teams undefeated on the season. Servite is the only team to beat Viejo in the last couple of years. And is there a revenge factor there? You better believe there's a revenge factor there for the Diablos, as they felt like they let that one slip away, that being a semifinal matchup between the two teams a season ago for the right to go to Angel Stadium. On the line in this game is a berth to the state bowl championship. This is a Servite team that a lot of people have somewhat counted them out because people have jumped on this Mission Viejo bandwagon, but they keep winning. I'm just saying, they keep winning. That's all I'm going to say about that. You know how I feel about predictions, but I'm going to go out on a limb, and I will make a prediction about this game coming up on Saturday night. There will be a winner. There won't be a tie. There you go. There's your prediction. You got it. Elsewhere around high school football In the Western Division, you got Serra taking on Arroyo Grande. Remember, they came up with the upset win over Dominguez in the quarterfinal round, beat Chaminade handily last week, 52-19, and now they take on Serra. That would be a home game for the Cavs. Last season, they won the Northwest Division Championship at home in an upset victory over Oaks Christian, looking to go back-to-back in the Western Division as well. In the Mid Valley Division, Whittier Christian, an overtime winner over Village Christian in the semifinals, they'll take on Monrovia. And why is this such a big deal? Well, the Wildcats, 0 for their last 9 in championship appearances. Monrovia trying to lose the dreaded donut in the win column in their last 9 CIF Southern Section Championship appearances. Will this year be the year? I know a lot of people out that way are on eggshells hoping the Wildcats can get it done. I don't know. We'll see. Moving over to the city section. Well, let's stay in the Southern Section. Another game to note, Corona Centennial, they'll be taking on Vista Marietta. That's going to be quite a matchup. Vista Marietta made it to the finals a season ago, lost to Chaparral. They find themselves in the finals once again in a tough matchup against Corona Centennial, who was a 42-23 winner over Chino Hills, and that game was tough. Like, Corona Centennial has played back-to-back tough games. The scores may not be of indicative of just how tough they were pushed by both Chino Hills and Upland in back-to-back weeks. Derrick Brown and company of Vista Marietta looking to push Centennial to the limit and come up with a win in that one. Now, LA, where you at? We'll move over to the city section. And Carson V. Crenshaw. Carson's the number one seed, but you talk to Coach Elijah Asante, and he'll tell you most people don't look at his team as the favorite to win this game. They look at Crenshaw, the back-to-back, are looking to go back-to-back in the city. They're defending city champs, and you know, after they started the season 0-2, all they did was win. And win, no matter what. It's been Black Mamba. It's been a whole cast of characters. And I think one of the biggest moves was moving Marquise Thompson from quarterback to wide receiver. Gave that offense a little bit more versatility. But they're tough. I mean, they had their bumps and bruises. They went to Georgia and took a loss. They also went out to Norco and took a loss. But they demolished city section opponents. So we can see if Carson even comes close in this game. Of course, they're looking to. They have a very talented offensive unit, quarterback Justin Allo. Also, wide receiver Darius Rogers, one of the top wide receivers in the city section, Justin Jr. And then you also have that formidable running back duo. You got led by Deion Willis, quite a talent nonetheless. So, and Miles Johnson as well in that backfield for Coach Asante. So we will see. 1 p.m. at the Coliseum, Carson and Crenshaw to get it on for the city section. And then later on that night, of course, you got the Pac-5 final at 7 p.m. at Angel Stadium between Servite and Mission Viejo. It should be a good one. Or 7:30, actually, the game time for that one. 7:30, in case you guys plan to go down there. It should be a good one, and it should be quite a festive atmosphere as Orange County, I'm pretty sure most of all of Orange County will come out. They go crazy for football down there in Orange County, and Saturday night should be no different. Make sure you stay tuned to the website. We'll have some recaps for you, both written and of the video variety. Up on the website, so make sure you check all that out. And in the meantime, we thank you so much for listening to our high school football podcast right here on CBSLA.com.